Hello everyone, welcome back to Megalaman Drag Race Season 15. I don't know what episode we're on already.
I think we're 6 episodes in, but there's still like 14 girls. I can't even keep track of how many girls there are left in this competition at this point.
But what I do know is that bakit hindi pinanalong album of the year ang Renaissance ng Grammy?
Alam mo, I really revenge streamed Renaissance that day. Sabi ko talaga, no, I woke up late and then I nakita ko sa Twitter, ayun na, nagbabardagulo na yung mga bakla, hindi nga nanalo si Beyonce. Parang ako, oh, I'm not even gonna bother checking out the other awards.
I need to be fair, I like Harry's House ni Harry Styles. Pero
you never like one song. I haven't really listened to the whole album.
It's a pretty solid album, but just in terms of gasgas, again, ngayon hindi pa ako tapos sa paggasgas ng Renaissance.
Same. Like I find a different song to match a different mood on a different day. Parang ganon levels.
Correct. So ngayon nasa ano na ako? Nasa Move It na ako. Or Move It. The one with Grace Jones. Yeah, doon ako now. Iba-iba siya sa mood ko. And this album has been like in our lives for like a good 8 months already.
Correct.
That is some next level sorcery.
Ako nag-rebound na uli ako sa Cuffit. Like after my, you know, obviously my heated obsession for a while, I'm back to Cuffit. And like, iba talaga ang ano, first love.
Yeah, it's really a sorry guys, ginawa namin itong venting hours sa Grammys. But anyway, kung may Grammys doon, meron din tayong Grannies.
In fairness, a segue. Napasok mo talaga yon.
Ipasok natin. Sa episode na to, meron tayong mga grannies. Dahil meron nga tayong old lady girl group challenge. But you know, we start off the episode with Amethyst saying goodbye. How are you going to remember?
Officially this time.
How are you going to remember Amethyst after that 5-6 episode run?
Amethyst for me, I mean, she was a very lovable person. Like, she had a lot of confessionals, so she's a really good talking head. Lovable person, lovable character. But I think ultimately, at least within the whole scheme of like, you know, the 15 seasons, actually the 50 international seasons of Drag Race at this point, binila siya ni ano, Twitter user Cedar aside, we have 50 seasons now officially. Amethyst kind of shows how there's such a thing as getting on Drag Race too early.
Yes.
Like, I feel like she needed a bit more time to like really flesh herself out outside.
Getting on Drag Race too early, even if meron na siyang solid social media following.
Yes.
You would think kasi na parang that social media following is like a critical, non-negotiable step towards like getting cast on Drag Race and then eventually succeeding in the show. But I think now it's really, this season in particular, mas nire-reward yung experience with Lucy, Sasha, Mistress, right?
Correct. Sabi nga ni Lux, ang current frontrunners are Lux, Anitra, Sasha, and Lucy. And parang si, out of the four of them, Lux is the least experienced. But then what Lux has is like a really good sense of self, a good sense of her skill set. And she has a pretty solid branding.
And a very charming delusion like no other.
Uh-oh.
Dahakato, meron siyang intro soundbite sa Untop nung tinawag siyang safe. I've finally proven to the world that there is nothing I can't do. He's like, oh my God, girl, I live. I need that in my life.
Compared to like, you know, Amethyst, you know, na parang she pretty much just questioned herself and her place in the competition throughout her entire stay. And that's not something that you can pick up kasi in the competition. Like, you have to build that up outside. And I think that, like, Amethyst, I think she has a lot of potential to be such, to be an even better queen. She has really good performance instincts. Ang ganda na sense of humor niya. I just think she needed a bit more time to, you know, magpahinog.
Correct. Then we move on to the maxi challenge agad. So, sabi ni Mama Ru, tinatamad na ako, kayo na lang mag-group sa mga sarili niyo.
Correct.
So, tayo tatlong grupo that eventually got assigned the genre. Of course, siwalan natin with country. We had Mistress, Marsha, Lux, and Selena. Na sa preview pa lang, nakita ko pa lang yung grouping. I was like, that's a pretty killer group, and true enough, you were the best one.
Sila yata yung group na parang apat na sila magkakatabi dun sa Lulu, and they were like, I like this group. Ganun ang ganda sila. And then we have the
Metal.
The Metal Girls, which are... Let me look for it. Wait.
Hang on.
We have the metal group. So, ito yung... This group really fought to be doing metal. We have Sasha, we have Aura, we have Spice and Malaysia, which Sasha and Malaysia were really like, I really understand kung bakit inis na inis sila. Because Lux was really
that's
like...
Right. We'll get to that later. Kasi I think it's a very complex situation. But then we have the third group. We have Anitra, Robin Fierce, Jax, and Lucy. Okay, let's get to it. And I think this is the part where we kind of also get into the untucked of it all.
Yes.
I think ang issue ni Malaysia and ni Sasha is that why is it not a democracy or why can we not talk it out? That's basically their main bone to pick, right?
Parang they were like, what makes you think, like, what is your qualification to be the one, to be the group that chooses before ours? Like, ano yung lamang nyo sa amin?
Right.
Na pwede kayo mauna mag-stake ng claim when we were considering that same genre. I mean, the other group got out easy because they picked hip-hop and nobody else wanted to do hip-hop, apparently. But yun, like, Lux and Mistress were really poking the bears. And we were like, no, you're gonna have to enjoy doing country because you're gonna do it no matter what because we're gonna do metal. Yeah. And that honestly, like, yung pag-blow up ni Malaysia in Antak, I really resonated with that. Especially when Marsha was like, I'm over this, let's not talk about it. She was really like, no, you're over this, but I'm not. I have the one with the bone to pick. I want to, like, hash out what it is that my problem was. Yeah. She really put her foot down, and I really, like, I commend her for that. And for me naman, sila naman talaga nasa tama dun eh.
Right. And ang galing rin yung pagsalo ni Malaysia sa sarili niya, if naramdaman nung dalawa na parang she was, like, coming on too strong. Parang, it was just like, it's a great way to parang really... like, stick to your guns, but also make sure that you're still coming from, like, a sisterly love kind of place.
Uh-oh. She was like, you don't get to tell me how I should feel in this moment about what happened. Like, I'm telling you how I feel, so you're not supposed to be telling me how I should feel.
Correct. I think the away kasi na yon, I think naghahalo na yung playing it up for the camera.
Uh-oh.
And also just trying to just move along with the shooting day. I feel like that had something to do with it. Kasi parang I saw Mistress and Lux and even, you know, to a lesser degree, si Marsha, trying to ham up the situation.
Yes.
And I think feeling ko now that time si Sasha and Malaysia were like, we're not gonna have any of that put today.
Mistress is definitely, like, we had the very few non-challenge related scenes that we do get. We had this scene with Mistress and Malaysia. Parang ganun talaga yung parang naging ganun yung relationship nila, atsahan sila, asaran sila. But I think it's just they went a little bit too far with Mistress and Sasha in that episode. So ayun, like, pumutok talaga si Ate Girl Antak. And I, like, not just for the drama, but I really, really, really enjoyed Malaysia as a person in that moment. Like, I really, she earned my respect right there.
I think Malaysia just gain her fans turned into stans, I think, during this episode.
Uh-huh.
I think this is that episode that her fans turned into stans. But that's it. We're gonna take our first break and we'll get to the main challenge already because we wanna go through the lyrics of each girl. So we'll be back. And we are back. Drag Race Season 15 Old Lady Girl Group Challenge. So, like what we mentioned earlier, we are going to review the lyrics of each girl because sayang naman yung effort nila, diba? And, you know, I went through them and these are pretty solid, so I kind of want to give quick thoughts per girl.
Yes, so our first group is the Banjo Bitches, which is the country group, which was decided by picking the genre out of a hat.
Correct.
The most democratic way possible.
Correct. Really, the most democratic.
I wonder if for this challenge, because the girls essentially, they got the intro chorus and then they skipped right ahead to all four verses and then the chorus. I wonder if that was like a deliberate thing or if that was an editing thing that they decided to cut out the choruses after the verse of each girl or something.
I have a feeling it's an editing. Kasi when I watched the clip again sa Drag Race YouTube account, like all three groups, parang 6 minutes. So parang, okay.
Teleport sila ng blocking, no? Parang may times na naguguluhan ako sa blocking sila.
Parang yung lip sync ni Raja at ni Brooklyn doon ng All-Star 6. Yung panipat-lipat ang lugar si Brooklyn sa stage. Parang ganoon po yung editing. But let's start with Mistress. Ang lyrics ni Mistress goes something like this. Howdy, folks. Let me give you the tea. My girls can always count on me. Never turn back for a piece of trade, but large girls is awesome. We all get laid. Been through some things, that's how it goes. Who said life was a one-woman show? Might be old, but I'm having fun. Even at 100, life's just begun. Pretty solid lyrics, but I think her performance was really amazing. Very memorable.
Correct. This is one of those episodes that super na-miss ko talaga yung judges' deliberation. Kasi yeah. Although like I really did appreciate that, you know, Aura finally had her time with the judges and we got a soft moment from her to you know humanize her and make her a bit more like relatable and lovable to the general audience. I wasn't sure how they got to that decision of giving the win to Aura.
And I think it is because we've gotten very little airtime from Aura. So part of the win isn't as sweet as it needed to be, right?
Correct.
So, ako parang, because like, hindi tayo masyadong invested sa kanya by the sheer function of like, we haven't seen shit from Aura in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, compared to like, ito, si Mistress, we've gotten a lot of airtime from Mistress.
Correct.
And she did a really stellar performance, I think, in this group. Overall, this group, I really enjoyed. Kasi I think they were the ones that consciously went into writing the lyrics with like, the theme of, you know, sisterhood. As like tama, with the overall theme na Golden Girls, just like, you know, barkada ng old ladies, they really went into writing the lyrics as talking about their friendship, like what is it like to be friends at that age, and it showed in their performance how parang mas they were connecting to each other a lot more than the other two groups. And for me, Mistress really was like a really big star in this performance. But after Mistress, we got Lux, which I keep forgetting how good Lux voices is.
Her recording voice is insane.
Correct. Like I've listened to yung talent show track niya. I've listened to the actual. I mean, the song itself is all right, but her vocals are really good. Ang ganda na recording voice niya. Like she sounds like she could be a recording artist. Anyway, Lux's verse goes like, "Looking good and feeling fine. We don't need men. They waste our time. And honestly, we don't have that much time left. Down there is dry, just like our wine. And like our wine, we're aging fine. Cause you don't let these boys get us stressed."
Like, their lyrics are like, may claro themes, merong clear imagery na binibigay sa atin. There's wit here, there's humor. Again, like what you mentioned, when it comes to mga girl group challenges, I think Michelle always comments on the lyrics. So I think this could have been an opportunity to just make the would-be finalists shine even more and get a peek of, you know, how their wits are, how their writing skills are, because this is still a branding challenge, I think. But yeah, but speaking of, I'm also just really falling in love with Selena right now. So ito po ang lyrics si Selena Estelis. "When I started to decay, my son, he sent me straight away. I met these gals up in the home and now I don't feel so alone. When I stop breathing in my sleep or when I seem to have lost my teeth, my girls, they always have my back, even if it's out of whack." It's, again, like what you said, merong clear, parang, kahit maikli lang yung lyrics nila, there is clear branding from like each individual player, but also there's this unifying theme of sisterhood.
Yeah, there's really like that, okay, they talk about like what it's like to age. May mga jokes about like, you know, your body decaying, your body like not being as fit as it was before, and then there's this theme of friendship, there's this theme of, yeah, again, like body humor, like what is it like to discover like changes within your body and what it's like in the face of friendship, like how do your friends help you out with that, and parang prioritizing your friends over men or sex, which probably at that age would be, you know, not as common as it used to be, but you know, at the end of the day, you have your friends is what they're talking about in this song. And I think, you know, eventually they really made country work, because I don't think that kind of theming or storyline would have worked as well in the two other genres that were presented.
Marsha.
Next up we have Marsha being old is hard, but being in love is harder. You love a man for all your life, and then he croaks in the middle of the night. What do you do when you reach the end? Look left, look right, you've still got friends. Oh, I love you all so much, I could just die. And I might. That button at the end of Marsha's verse. That was so funny. That was like, parang for me, like the funniest in the writing. But Marsha's performance is okay. Like, she was not the standout in this group for sure.
But baka nakalimutan mo, pa ilang beses sinabi sa edit na siya ang nag-choreograph and that she's done Broadway. You might have missed the many times.
She was specifically part of Kinky Boots. My God.
Correct, ganun na ganun. But also, I think one thing that really made this group the clear, you know, standout or the clear best performing group among everyone is that they were the ones that I feel like were actually old ladies who felt like old ladies trying to do a girl group number. The second group, I mean, they looked like old ladies, but they were still rocking out as if they were young. Yung pangatlo naman, sobrang nawala yung gape kasi parang nagbihis ang sila ng pangatanda and then like everyone was doing stunts, but we'll get to that later.
I don't understand why no one wanted country. Like, if you showed me the three genres and said, you have to be old ladies, I would have immediately gone for country because it would have played to, I would have played to the theme more. Kesa yung, I think the metal kasi and the hip-hop group relied too much on the subversion of, oh, it's going to be funny if old ladies do this. That they relied on that gag way too much. And then it got lost in translation. They were clearly old and then they were clearly friends. So other group, not as much.
Yep. Agree. Also, maybe that is a function of, you know, because they weren't able to get what they want. They kind of wore the hat of, you know, being underdogs and they just wanted to make sure that the concept was
but they really were not the underdog.
And they were not. It's very hard to believe that those four were underdogs.
But so,
moving on to Mommy Sasha. Calling all grannies, put them dentures in the air. Cracking this neck, thank God for Medicare. Feeling all yummy, just like them shrank teeth. Cardiac arrest. What, bitch, please? Arthritis in my wrist, joint pain in my knees. Can't laugh too hard. Crap, did I just pee? Call me old, maybe call me fire. Call me now, because I can now retire. This was really... I think yung verse ni Sasha was the strongest verse.
Yes, in terms of writing.
In terms of writing, she had the best verse.
The producers always love it if you call back to a joke from the season.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you will always get rewarded for if in your verse you call back to something that happened earlier in the season, because that means that the viewers that just met you through the show can still relate rather than, you know, talking about something that happened prior to the show.
Yep.
After that, we have Aura, the challenge winner, which I really don't remember a lot about this group's performance. Yes. Aura, how dare you look me in the eye like I am about to die. Still got this nasty good inside. Keep your ass up all night. I pop to the left and pop to the right. Keep losing my teeth, but they'll pack a bite. Hold on, did I just wet myself? If you can handle this, see you in hell. Unless one of us suddenly dies, let's keep these golden years alive.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the lyrics, I think sa last two lines, walang malalaman na actually matanda siya.
Yes.
Right?
And for the writing, at least like for Sasha and Aura so far, the joke is, we're old, but guess what? I'm still a rocker. Parang that's the only theme. It doesn't have as much weight and depth as the other groups.
I just feel like, you know, Sasha just like had stronger wit and more punchlines, so... but I do agree na I think in the room, I get why this was a breakout moment for, a breakout and a breakthrough moment for Aura. Kasi nga, given the energy and all that. So gets ko naman why she was given the win. Up next, we have Spice, who still looks, sounds, and feels, and still dances like Spice.
She aged like maybe 6 months.
Pare, ganun lang. Pero Spice is Spice pa rin. But ang lyrics niya ay, you might ask, how's your head? I'll be sexy and spicy till the day I drop dead. Roll around and wet the bed. My kitty cat sags if I don't take my meds. Got the menses lining up. Even though I'm old, I still like to what? Call me a cougar because I like them young, but if you're old, they've gotta be hung. This is just like, I feel like the lyrics weren't cohesive, but because Spice has a very strong drag persona, nadala siya ng performance.
I mean, she, not just a persona, she has a really strong energy. Whether that energy is the most effective for the role, debatable, but I mean, energy is energy, I guess.
Energy is energy.
Yes. I mean, at least she's giving something. She's giving something. Next up, we have Malaysia Baby Doll, Baby Doll, Baby Doll Fox. Might be old without no teeth. Grandpa's cane is nice and sweet. No, I'm not no midnight snap, but you can drop me, crack my back. Arthritis is my middle name. I'm Gramps, the cramps can relieve my pain. Salt and pepper do it better. Snag you a granny for the sweater weather. If you, aside from maybe Aura's and Sasha's, just reading the lyrics, I don't get the metal from this. Like, I don't get the Metallica, the punk rock energy from...
of metalness. Yes. But performance-wise, I mean, I think Malaysia was pretty solid. Was actually, I mean, I wouldn't have been surprised then if she cracked the top group, because I think she had clear moments. So, yeah. Next one, daanan na natin naman yung mga lyrics nila, because, you know, I think let's just have like one general comment for this next.
Yes.
Start with Anitra. Old dirty bitch, but she's on the beat. Call it menopause, because mama's in heat. I may be 86, but I can slip your disc. Bounce up and down, but you know it's high risk. I may be sleek, but I got tea to spill. Can't keep it up, you're out of the will. Smack it like Will. Is Will my grandson?
Okay, yeah, the best we have.
Sayang yung lyrics niya kasi nakalimutan niya, but ang ganda rin.
Yes, I think Anitra so far is suffering from not being in the right group. Like for the last two challenges, I think she's suffering from not being in the correct group.
Yeah. Yes.
Verse 2, we have Jax. Get bath, make some room, I got cataracts. I don't want to break, I don't want to crack. Help me up when I fall on my back. Yeah, I'm still gonna slay when I ain't in heels. In a wheelchair, rims you wanna steal. Dancing on graves and pushing up daisies. Let me get up and slay with these ladies.
I mean, she was there. That's kind of, I guess, what I remember.
That's what the edit has been giving her so far. She's there.
Yeah, she's there. Up next, we have Lucy. The older the berry, the sweeter the juice. All the younger men want the chance to let loose. These other stank hosts trying to get real slick, but if you're talking trash, you're gonna get the stick. The trade keeps coming, asking me what's up, but they can take when I fall and I can't get up. All I need is my girls and my butterscotch. Wanna know what time it is? Bitch, check the watch.
I really like how Lucy went and attacked this verse vocally. Like,
siya lang yung parang matanda sa group yun. Okay.
Vocally, yes.
Vocally.
But
vocally.
The group overall, let's do Robin's first. Let's do Robin's first before you get to that. Hips giving out, don't do it like before. Still turning out, now I'm hitting the floor. Used to drop it hot, now I drop it warm. Baby, did you eat today? I'll hit you with my purse from the 5 and 10 store. Just got a new hip, so I'm giving more. Just look at my dips, can it get off the floor? Oh Jesus, I feel like a whore. That was actually the ridiculousness in Robin's verse is actually quite funny in rhyming.
Yeah, and then nakakatawa pa was like the general note that she got this week, and also the reason why she went home is that because she was fading in the background. Bitch, she literally did the most stunts out of the stuntiest group, and it was still not. I mean, that's gotta sting.
Yeah, this group really, they relied so much on the absurdity of, you know, having granny makeup and then doing stunts. Because you know what? None of them acted old. Like, you can do stunts. Like, the other, I think the country group, like, did it really well of doing, like, the stage shenanigans and still making it look like you have an older body. But then this group was like, okay, stunts, okay, split, okay, flips. And then, like, the slightest bowie of, like, oh my God, my back. It got lost in translation. Like, crop out their heads from the performance. You wouldn't think it was old ladies doing the whole thing.
Yeah. And I really hated that. I think this is officially the start of Anitra slipping away from the back. I'm not very hopeful with her performance next week because it's the acting challenge, but who knows, I hope I'm wrong, but like I feel like if we look back kung kailan nalaglag si Anitra, if eventually malaglag siya, I think this is that week.
I think Anitra, and yes, she's been like not in the best groups for these group challenges. She just hasn't had like really an opportunity to shine. And that's sad coming from, like, you know, a first episode win. But then again, we have so much more of the season left. And I'm hopeful that at some point she picks up steam again.
We really, like, hope so.
At the first episode, make a good impression. And then kind of just, like, lay low up until the very end. That sounds like a... That sounds like a solid strategy if she is, like, strategizing that way.
I hope. I really hope. And on the runway, I think category is tie-dye 4. We're not going to go through each one of them because, like, everything happened so fast.
If we talk about it, we're gonna talk longer than the actual runway. Let's do standout.
Yeah.
I am so in love. Like, I think this is... If this is... Like you said earlier, if this is the episode that... Malaysia fans turn into Malaysia stan. I went from being a Sasha stan to, like, a Sasha worshipper with this runway look. Okay, like, Marsha tried to do something and be like, oh, let's take the category and be subversive. Let's pull
up. She tried.
A Jan Tool moment. Because that's how you do, you know, a subversiveness to a category given. Like, Jan took Tool and turned it into, like, a tool man, repair man's PPE. So Tool and TULLETOOL. Marsha tried to do something like that and it didn't pay off. But then we have Sasha, who took tie-dye painted latex. She gave us that tie-dye moment of, because when we think of tie-dye, that's exactly what you think of, like the rainbow tie-dye, that exact pattern. And then she used an unconventional material. And it fit her so well. It looked so good on the runway. Like, it really, I was really like, that was the moment where if I wasn't a Sasha stan before, I became a Sasha stan. Because, like, she is just so good at drag. That's how you meet the category and then subvert it and deliver still really good runway. I don't even remember the other one.
It looked like Sasha because the body was there, but it was very elevated. And I also want to talk about what Michelle said. I think meron soundbite si Michelle after giving your critiques. This is how you play the game. I really want to take this time to just talk about how great Sasha is just playing the game. You know, she came into the competition having this reputation for, like, sobrang fierce Amazona, body queen, flips, all that, well-decorated drag queen. And then she fucking enters Drag Race as a dork. It's so good, with a lot of humor, but still with the same things we come to expect from someone with that outside reputation. It's so, so good. The way she's playing this game, it is insane. I feel like it's a masterclass in elevating your branding after being in the game for X number of decades already.
Exactly. She's never let us down on this runway. Her runway looks are always impeccably done, but also, like, clever and witty. Like, there is, like, you know that she has concepts behind it. It's not just like, oh, this is a fashion, this is a pretty look that I pulled out from, like, my vast collection of Miss Continental gowns. So she's always coming up with something new to fit the category and then bring something new to that conversation of that category. Like, that's what I really enjoy about her so far. And especially, I swear, when nakita ko to, I paused. I really just paused and stared at all the details. Especially when they did the zoom in on her eye makeup during the deliberations.
Yeah.
I wish she would do an Instagram post to that same eye makeup because it was so good.
It was just like, this whole Sasha run is really, it's really great. And I feel like I never saw season 6 while it was airing, but I feel like baka in the moment ganito yung nangyayari kay Bianca, diba? New York legend na siya, comedy legend na siya. She comes into Drag Race wanting to just, you know, because she feels like her career has plateaued and she wanted to go on Drag Race to just spice things up. And then yung run niya was so impeccable. I feel like yung run ni Bianca noong 2014 was kind of like what we're experiencing with Sasha right now. And I love it so, so much.
On that note, Bianca's win was 9 years ago. Oh my fucking God.
I just love queens, you know, who've done the hard yards, who've skinned their, who, you know, just sharpened their craft and are just here, who have earned it. It's so, so compelling.
And not
to
just
watch.
That, like, further elevating their craft, like taking the challenge.
Correct. And they are in. I mean, I'm sure Aura is fantastic, but again, I think this is a case of, because she wasn't visible, parang yung win niya all of a sudden, it's like, wait. Because right now, we've been so invested, not just with Sasha, but with the Mistress even. I think I would have been just more at peace with the Mistress win because it would just have logical sense given how visible she was. the last weeks.
Yeah, and I mean, the Mistress's runway look was also fun. I mean, this runway was, like, hit or miss for me. Like, the girls coming out one by one was, like, either really successful or, like, which, yeah. I mean, the category is tie-dye. When your category is a textile or a color, it's really, like, you can do so much. But why isn't...
Yeah.
Like,
I love Mistress's. Luxe's also was really good. Especially how she paired yung... parang color story ng outfit niya with her wig color. For me, it was just that's so good. It was very delicious.
Lucy's runway was also good. Malaysia's, like, super colorful tie-dye was also so much fun. And I just think Sasha was the only one that really took the category and elevated it beyond just, like, you know, tie-dye fabric.
Yeah, kasi ako rin, I would reward somebody who met the category literally and then elevated it versus somebody who,
yes,
you know, went left field or, oh, what's something that everybody is not gonna do, which is also valid, but I feel like if somebody does the obvious approach successfully and elevates it, I feel like that should be rewarded.
Marsha being safe really saved her probably from getting dragged by the judges for that look, because I understand the idea.
RuPaul wants her to know that she's still not very happy with Marsha's makeup.
if she was up for deliberation, if Marsha was up for the, she would have been dogged for a non-tie-dye outfit. I get the idea, like, blood stains on a dress, but you could have dipped the actual fabric in red dye or something.
Right, correct.
Anyway.
And if you look at yung Meet the Queens de Marsha, which was filmed after filming, she still doesn't have a lot of makeup. So, I mean, it's significantly more than what we're seeing now, but I feel like it's still not... Wala pa na siya sa level yung kay Spice, who is, I feel like, dragged, right?
That's why I'm on the fence about the whole Marsha makeup critique, is like, we have Sugar and Spice, whose makeup is, like, so draggy, but also still complements, like, you know, their proportions of the features of the face, the proportions of the face to the rest of the body, like, it's a proportion and it still works with their face size. But at the same time, it's like, some girls just, like, you know, some girls can't paint big. Some girls would get swallowed up in the makeup if they paint too big. So, I don't know what to feel about that critique for Marsha.
Even without a lot of makeup, Marsha is really pretty talaga. But I do get what Ru is asking from her. This is drag boot camp. We're here to push you. Mm-hmm. When we ask you... to natumawid sa miswa, tang ina, tumawid ka sa miswa, okay?
I think her makeup lacking in being more graphic, because her makeup, like, every time she says, oh, I did my makeup bigger this time, it's always, like, really blended, which is a good thing, but then it's a bit too blown out. They're not being given that graphic moment, that, like, that sharpness. Walang ganun yung makeup ni Marsha.
Mataas ang expectation ko sa kanya next week dahil nga paulit-ulit yung sinasabi nag-Broadway siya, so her acting chops better come through.
Do we talk about Untucked? Do you want to talk about Untucked?
Yes, let's talk about Untucked. The old gays first.
Yeah. I really wanted more airtime from the old gays. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just happy we got that sa Untucked because...
Yes.
Sayang, they could have been part of the main episode talaga if, you know, this were the old format. But it was just nice to hear na at the end of the day, it's just really about love and joy. It's nice to still hear that. I mean, see, Mama Ru always preaches that, right? Like, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you gonna love somebody else? Everybody say love. But to also just hear that, like, from people who say that, it, like, at the end of the day, that's the only fucking thing that matters.
Yes, and what I also like about it is we've gotten some queens who are a bit older, who have shared, like, certain viewpoints on, especially, like, the AIDS crisis and stuff like that. But we haven't really had anyone on the show that is this old, you know, to really, like, flesh out the conversation of what it was like during their time, like, at this point, close to a century ago. Alam mo yung, like, these are old. These are, like, old people. And then, like, for them to be talking about their experience and then comparing it to now and, like, you know, still being thankful that they witness the progress that has happened in their lifetime. I really love them. I really love this conversation. I love how everyone is getting teary-eyed at this conversation. I love the old gays. Like, I love watching their stuff online.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, like, I think if they release, like, the full take, it still would be compelling kahit sobrang haba niya. Because nakita mo yung mata ng mga queens when they were just listening to them. Talagang, they were just like, sabi nga ni Beyonce nung tinanggap niya yung best electronic dance album, I just want to receive this moment. They were just receiving that moment. So it was some pretty powerful shit talaga. Really, really love that.
Again, MTV, give us the 20 minutes. Give us so much is lost in the 20 minutes.
Correct. Now let's get into this whole Lux versus Malaysia, and then eventually it became Marsha and Lux versus Malaysia. You've mentioned it very quickly kanina, but what else do you want to get off your chest from this very emotionally charged moment?
Well, I just really like the way that Malaysia tackled it. Rather than, you know, being hyper-aggressive, she was really like, I felt disrespected in this moment and I want to let you all know what had happened in my point of view. Rather than being passive-aggressive with these queens further on, rather than, you know, rather than brewing like a rivalry with Lux or Mistress or Marsha, she was really like, I will let you have it. I will let you have my thoughts.
Yes.
And she was very respectful the entire time. She wasn't attacking them as people. She was really like, I'm upset about what you did because what you did made me feel like this. And I think that's like the most diplomatic fight we've ever had.
Because I think your key message ni Malaysia was, bitch, I am not trying to change your mind anymore because it's done. We're already here just, you know, waiting for the results. But I want you to know how it was like to be in my shoes in that moment. I think it was just, again, it was a really full-bodied way to be diplomatic. So I that was a great TV moment, talaga.
Like, it's one of, like, probably one of the top untucked moments for me ever. That's gonna stick to my head talaga. Kasi we don't get that. We get a lot of catfights, we get a lot of drama, we get a lot of passive-aggressiveness. We never have people being like, I don't like what you did. This is what you did. This is how I feel about it. And alam mo yung, hindi sila nag-away. They did not fight. Yeah. She was really just like, impassionately delivering her side of the story. And when someone tried to cut her off, she was like, no, you're not gonna dismiss me.
Yeah. And I think both Marsha and Malaysia kind of wanted to achieve the same thing. Na parang they wanna move past this already. Magkaiba na lang sila ng approach. Si Marsha is like, let's just move past it. Si Malaysia is like, no, I wanna metabolize this. I wanna process this. I don't wanna bring this negative energy onto the next episode. So it was just, again, it was a very nuanced scene from characters who we are just falling deeply more in love with every episode.
Speaking of characters that we are falling in love with, I think that's why this was the correct time that they sent home Robin Fierce.
Yeah.
She has not... She's really good at drag. Like, that's a given. But in terms of being a TV character, she just wasn't giving us a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the start of the episode, the previous episode, they sent home Amethyst, who was basically, at this point, Robin Fierce's lifeline. Because...
yeah.
That was Robin Fierce's only storyline. They did not know what to do with her moving forward. So I think that's why, despite, you know, like, you appreciated her performance, but despite that, I think it was her time to go.
Yeah, and also Robin Fierce is a very lovely queen. I mean, I'm going to mention this again, but in the time that I saw Robin Fierce perform, I saw one number each from Lux and Robin. Lux is a superstar, but in terms of just being a strong technical dancer, in my opinion, with the two performances I saw, Robin was much stronger. Also, nung nagpa-picture ako kay Robin, then sabi niya pa sa akin, do you want to move over there where the lighting is better? I mean, like, ako naman, I mean, that is some, diba?
As she should.
As in, kasi like, akala ko masyado siyang busy, so nagpa-picture na lang ako, kahit bahal na yung lighting, adjust ko na lang sa app ko. But like, she was like, no, let's move over there. And I like really appreciated that. So,
no to homophobic lighting.
I hope, you know, in this age of redemptions and all-star seasons wherein not everybody has to be a finalist, I do hope Robin eventually is included in the mix because we saw very, very little from her.
We did not get to know her. Like, not her Whatcha Pakin episode did much more for her as a person than the entire 6-episode run did. And But I think the critique that they gave her was very much valid. Now she's not taking enough risks. Like, you know, she's not giving them enough aside from being good at drag. And like being good at drag and being good at Drag Race are two completely different things, as we've seen in the past, like however many seasons you've personally seen of Drag Race. Like being good at drag is one thing, but knowing how to deliver good TV, knowing how to deliver a good storyline, a good progression in the challenges, that's a critical part of being on Drag Race. And I just don't think we were getting much from her on that aspect. She
and wasn't of course, risks. The Drag Race being 20 minutes shorter, of course, that did not help Robin's visibility. I'm sure in the original edit, she had far more airtime than what we got. But we're here now and we just try to roll with the punches. So you will be missed. The Robin Fias.
Cody.
Next episode is, I think, I'm not sure if it's like a reboot of Daytona Wins. I guess sobrang tuwang-tuwa si Ru with that. And baka ang laki ng binayad nila sa writers ng Daytona Wins last time na kailangan pa nilang ROI.
Wait, is it gonna be like an exact, like, script?
I don't know how it's gonna work out now.
Because the whole gag of Daytona Wins was nobody knew it was gonna be a fart joke up until, like, we saw the final cut, the final edit.
Correct. So, excited for that. It's an acting challenge, y'all. Another acting challenge.
And we have so much season left.
I do feel the competition is heating up na now because there are less girls. So, we get more airtime. So, sa totoo lang, ngayon ko lang officially masasabing invested now. After like a month and a half.
Actually, yeah, this episode was quite like low-key pivotal then for me kasi there was so much meat that I was dito ko pinaka aside from, you know, the challenges that obviously would have benefited from more airtime. I think this was the episode where beyond the challenge, I could have used that extra 20 minutes to get to know everyone more.
Same.
We have so much season left to go, but same thing na I feel like we're just getting started. Like the season 15 is just starting to scratch the surface, starting to pick up steam. I think things are really going to get really, really real once we get to like the top 8 maybe. So I'm excited for where this season is going to take us.
Yep. But for now, that is our recap. So don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We are Beck and Amin Pod on Instagram. And personally, I am Baus Rufo on Instagram. And hey, it's Baus on TikTok.
We just want to give a shout out to everyone that has reviewed our podcast on Spotify. We have a rating of 4.9 out of like 200 something reviews.
I know, it's
reviews.
A lot. Yeah. So, thank you guys.
Parate na lang po ng 5-star. Thank you everyone that has been tuning into this podcast for however long we've been doing it. What else are we doing?
We're doing a lot of things. Itbayin yun na lang. But we have a big thing coming on Fem25. So, this lovely nonprofit that focuses on HIV awareness has tied up with us. So, Feb 25 sa pop-up, I will be hosting along with Mix Chanel, and then it's a killer lineup. Actually, we're
meeting like legends from both shows.
Yeah, so we have VS Deluxe, Minty Fresh, Prince. We also have Shiwarma. We also have
the Drag Our Supreme. Drag. Don't we have the Drag Supreme in the lineup, Naiya?
And you know what the best thing is? It's free admission, guys.
Correct. So, patrafikin na po natin ulit ang katipunan.
So, we'll be posting that soon, but it's pretty much confirmed. We is booked, y'all.
Correct. And yeah, we're planning our party comeback. It might not be a viewing party. We're trying to cook something new up, mix it up, make it like, you know, keep on being queens of innovation. But we will be back. Our parties will be back this year soon.
Yep. Yes.
But up until then,
goodbye.
Bye. Back in the bed, back in the bed.